ورحمة الله وبركاته، وأسعد الله مساءكم بكل خير. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحومة، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصومة، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم يا معلم إبراهيم علمنا، ويا مفهم سليمان فهمنا. نحن في يوم الأربعاء،
نعم
في يوم الأربعاء السابع عشر أو السادس،
السابع
عشر، في يوم الأربعاء الرابع عشر من شهر ذي القعدة المحرم سنة 439 بعد الألف، الموافق للسابع عشر من شهر السابع لسنة 2019 من الميلاد. وما زلنا مع كتاب جوامع الأخبار للعلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى، ووصلنا إلى الحديث 48.
So we reached hadith number 48 from the book جوامع الأخبار, the comprehensive report by the Sheikh السعدي رحمه الله.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال,
upon the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, who said,
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم,
at رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
ثلاثة حق على الله عونهم.
Three types of people, Allah made it a right for them that He will help them.
المكاتب يريد الأداء.
The one who is مكاتب, the one who is trying to free, a slave trying to free himself, he wants to pay up his price.
والمتزوج يريد العفاف.
And the one who wants to get married for the sake of becoming chaste.
والمجاهد في سبيل الله.
And the warrior, the one who is striving in the cause of Allah.
رواه الأربعة إلا النسائي.
Narrated by the four except النسائي.
أما أبو هريرة فمر بنا كثيرا.
As Abu Huraira, for Abu Huraira, then he passed many times.
وترجمته في الحديث الرابع.
And his biography is in the fourth hadith.
الله سبحانه وتعالى حث على النفقة في كل مجال من مجالات الخير.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged to spend in many ways of goodness.
ووعد بالخلف لها.
And he promised that he will replace the one who spends.
وهذا فيما إذا كانت النفقة في طاعة الله تبارك وتعالى أو في المباحات.
This is when the spending is in the obedience of Allah ta'ala or in something that is allowable.
أما في المعاصي والإسراف في المباحات,
as for spending the money in disobediences or overindulgence, overspending on the allowable things,
فهذا لا يحبه الله.
This is then Allah does not like it.
ولم يضمن الخلفة لأهله.
And he did not guarantee a replacement for the people who do that.
وذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث ثلاثة أحوال يحبها الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Allah, in this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned three conditions that Allah سبحانه وتعالى loves spending.
أما الجهاد في سبيل الله فهو ذروة سنام هذا الدين.
As for الجهاد في سبيل الله, striving in the cause of Allah, then it is the highest pinnacle of this religion.
سواء كان هذا الجهاد بالسيف أو كان الجهاد بالعلم والحجة والبرهان.
Whether this striving was with the weapon, with the sword, or with the knowledge, proof, and evidence.
والنفقة في هذا السبيل مخلوفة من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Spending in this path is replaced and compensated for by Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
وصاحب هذا الطريق معان من الله جل وعلا.
The one who goes on this path, he is helped and assisted by Allah.
أما الكتابة,
as for the what is called كتابة here, freeing yourself from emancipation,
فإن الشريعة دعت إلى عتق العبيد ودعت العبيد إلى طلب عتق أنفسهم.
The Islamic legislation called for freeing the slaves and called also the slaves to help to strive to free themselves, to emancipate themselves.
وجعل في أشياء كثيرة كفارتها عتق الرقبة.
And in the Islamic legislation, many things, if someone committed a mistake, then the expiation for that is to set a slave free.
بل حث على العتق ولو لم يكن هناك خطأ من الإنسان.
Rather, Allah عز وجل encouraged to free the slaves even if someone did not actually commit a mistake.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
من اعتق نفسا في سبيل الله,
the one who frees a soul in the way of Allah,
كانت له عتقا من النار,
it will be a means for him to be set free from the fire.
وأن الله يعتق منه كل عضو بكل عضو من الذي اعتقه.
And surely Allah Azza wa Jal will set free every part, every body part from him, the one who emancipates, the one who frees the slave, like he, the same like he freed a part from the slave.
وعلي بن الحسين رضي الله عنه ورحمه.
علي بن الحسين, may Allah have mercy on him and may Allah be pleased with him.
لما سمع هذا الحديث من أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
When he heard this hadith from أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
وهو أنه من أعتق نفسا أعتق الله منه كل عضو بكل عضو منها.
And that the one who frees a slave, then Allah Azza wa Jal will set him free from the fire, set free every part of him from the fire, exactly like he set that person free.
وكان عنده عبد قيمته أكثر من 10,000.
He had a slave whose value is more than 10,000.
فقال هو حر لوجه الله.
He said he is free for the sake of Allah.
والأحداث في هذا كثيرة والقصص كثيرة جدا.
The incidents and the stories in this regard are so so many.
في حرصهم على عتق العبيد.
In how much they were keen to and diligent to set slaves free, to emancipate slaves.
وهذا الحديث يتكلم عن العبد الذي يريد أن يعتق نفسه.
And this hadith speaks about the slave who wants to actually free himself.
ويسمى المكاتب.
And it is called مكاتب.
إذا ذهب إلى مالكه سيده وقال له أريد أن أكون حرا.
He goes to his owner, his master, and he says, I want to become free.
فهنا الله تبارك أمر السيد أن يقبل.
Here we have a command in the Quran to commanding the owner, the master, to accept this.
لقوله تبارك وتعالى فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا.
Allah عز وجل says what means agree with them to this agreement, to this contract of mukataba, that they should free themselves if you know there is good in them.
وأن هذا خير لهم في دينهم ودنياهم.
And that this will be better for them in this, in their religion and in their worldly affairs.
وأوجبت الشريعة على السيد.
And the شريعة, the Islamic law, made a must for or gave the right to the owner.
أن يعينه في أمرين اثنين.
That he should help him in two matters.
الأمر الأول الموافقة على الكتابة
والعتق. First of all, the owner must he would accept the agreement to free himself.
والأمر الثاني أن يساعده في المال نفسه.
The second is that he should help him to pay up. He should help his slave to pay him up.
وقد ذكر أهل العلم أن السيد يخفض من سعره الربع.
The people of knowledge mentioned that the owner, he should lower the price to by one quarter. He should lower it by one quarter.
لقوله سبحانه وتعالى وآتوهم من مال الله الذي آتاكم.
Because of the statement of Allah Ta'ala, and give them from the money, the wealth of Allah that He has granted you.
أما الثاني وهو المتزوج يريد العفاف.
As for the second person in the hadith, then it is the one who wants to get married for the sake of chastity.
وذلك أنه إذا قصد بالزواج أن يعف نفسه.
That is because if he intended by getting married to become chaste.
امتثالا لأمر الله ورسوله.
Carrying out Allah's order and His messenger.
وأن ذلك من سنن المرسلين.
And that this marriage is from the sunan of the ways of the messengers.
وليغض بصره.
And so that he will lower his gaze.
ويحصل النسل. يحصل النسل.
And so that he will have children and descendants.
فإن الله يعينه سبحانه وتعالى.
So then Allah will help him.
سبحانه. بل وإذا أنفق على أهله نفقة كتب له فيها أجر.
Rather, if he spends money over his family, then it will be written for the reward will be written for him.
مع أن هذه النفقة واجبة عليه.
Although this spending is actually a must, he must spend over them.
فإن الله يأجره عليها.
Yet Allah will reward him for it.
بل لو أتى أهله بالحلال لا أعطاه الله أجرا على هذا.
Rather, if he has intercourse with his wife by the halal way, then Allah will reward him even for that.
مع أن هذا فيه سعادته في الدنيا.
Although in this he is actually he's enjoying and becoming happy in this worldly life.
وكل طعام أو شراب أو ملبس أو مسكن يهيئه لهم يؤجر عليه.
Every food or drink, clothing or housing that he provides for them, Allah rewards him for it.
وقد أرشد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى اختيار المرأة الصالحة عند الزواج.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم guided that one should choose the righteous wife when he gets married.
لأن الرجل هو الذي يخطب المرأة وليس المرأة هي تخطب الرجل.
Because the man is the one who proposes to the woman, not the woman proposing to the man.
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكح المرأة لأربع.
So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام the woman is married for four reasons.
لمالها.
Because of her wealth.
وجمالها.
Because of her beauty.
وحسبها.
Because of her noble lineage.
ودينها.
And because of her religion.
فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يدك.
So grab the one who has who is religious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made dua for him at the end.
وصلاح دينها صلاح لبيتها ولأولادها ولزوجها.
For her to have righteous religion, she being righteously a righteous woman or her religion, this is good for herself, for her husband, and for her household.
وطمأنينة للزوج إذا خرج البيت أنه ترك من تعفه في نفسه.
It is a source of peace for the husband that when he leaves the home, then he has someone left behind at home, his wife, who will protect her chastity and
وتحفظ له وتحفظ له عرضه.
She will look after his honor.
فإن يسر الله تبارك أو حصل مع الدين أيضا الجمال أو النسب أو المال فهذا خير على خير.
So if Allah facilitated for him that he achieved along with the wife being religious, he achieved along with that she is from a noble family, that she is beautiful and that she is wealthy, then this is goodness upon goodness.
ولكن يعلم أن الدين هو الأهم.
But he should know that the religion is the most important quality.
لقوله تعالى فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله.
Because of the statement of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, which says what means, so the righteous women are completely obedient and devout, and they guard when the husband is absent, they guard and protect themselves with whatever Allah commanded them to do.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 49.
حديث 49.
عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت.
From عائشة رضي الله عنها, who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
يحرم من الرضاعة ما يحرم من الولادة.
There prohibits due to breastfeeding or suckling that which is prohibited due to birth.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه.
This is a hadith that is agreed upon.
أما راوي الحديث فأم المؤمنين عائشة ومرت ترجمتها في الحديث الثاني.
As for the narrator of the hadith, then the mother of the believers, Aisha, her رضي الله عنها, her biography has passed in the second hadith.
وفي رواية يحرم من الرضاعة ما يحرم من النسب.
And in another narration that it says there prohibits from there becomes prohibited due to breastfeeding that which is prohibited due to lineage.
الآن الكلام في المحرمات من النساء.
The speech now will be regarding the prohibited women.
النوع الأول محرمات على التأبيد.
Prohibited women for marriage. So the first one is the first kind, those who are prohibited perpetually, period.
وهناك محرمات على التأقيت.
There are those who are women who are temporarily prohibited to get married to.
نبدأ بذكر المحرمات على التأبيد.
So we start with the women who are prohibited to get for a man to marry period.
وهما نوعان.
And there are two types.
ما يحرم بالنسب.
The prohibited women due to blood relationship.
وما يحرم بالمصاهرة.
Prohibited women due to the relationship of in-laws, in-law relationship.
نعم. ويتبعه ما يحرم من الرضاعة.
And what follows that is what is prohibited due to breastfeeding.
وهو قسمان.
And these are two categories.
يحرم بالنسب ويحرم بالسبب.
Prohibited because of blood relation or lineage, and prohibited because of a cause or a reason.
السبب ثلاثة أسباب.
The causes are three, actually three causes.
المصاهرة.
Being in a relationship by in-law relationship.
السبب الثاني الرضاع.
The second is breastfeeding.
السبب الثالث الملاعنة وهذه سنشرحها إن شاء الله.
The third is getting involved in what is called الملاعنة, cursing from both sides. The sheikh, he said, he will explain this more.
أول شيء المحرمات بالنسب.
The first, the ones that are prohibited due to blood relation.
وهن سبع نساء.
And there are seven women.
وتعكيسها طبعا على المرأة يحرم عليها سبعة رجال.
And you can flip that and you can say that the woman, she is prohibited to get married to seven men.
ذكرها الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز في سورة النساء.
Allah عز وجل mentioned those in his noble book, the mighty book in Surah النساء.
في قوله سبحانه وتعالى.
In the statement of Allah تعالى.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم.
It is prohibited for you. It was made prohibited. Surah Al-Ma'idah. The ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. It is prohibited for you, your mothers.
أمهاتكم وبناتكم.
Your daughters.
وأخواتكم.
Your sisters.
وعماتكم.
Your paternal aunts.
وخالاتكم.
Your maternal aunts.
وبنات الأخ.
The daughters of your brother.
وبنات الأخت.
And the daughters of your sister.
عفوا في النساء سورة النساء. طيب.
Back again, it's actually Surah النساء, not Surah المائدة.
إذن هؤلاء سبع نساء محرمات عليك على التأبيد.
So these are seven women that are prohibited for you. Period. It's perpetual prohibition.
طبعا الأمهات الأم وإن علت أمك.
The mothers here is.
أم أمك أم أبيك.
The mothers الأمهات. Even if they go in a higher rank, you know, your mother, the mother of your mother, from your father's side and from your mother's side.
وبناتكم كذلك ابنتك ابنة ابنك ابنة ابنتك وهؤلاء.
The same, the daughter of the daughter, the daughter of your son, your daughter, like this.
وأخواتكم تشمل الأخوات الثلاث الشقيقة والأب والأم.
Including the three types of sisters, the sister from the same father and mother, a sister from a father, a sister from a mother.
وعماتكم أيضا تشمل عمتك المباشرة وعمة أبيك وعمة أمك.
Paternal aunts also includes your direct paternal aunt or the paternal aunt of your father.
أو mother.
Or the mother. Paternal aunt
وخالاتكم أيضا نفس الشيء.
Maternal aunts the same way from both sides.
من أبيك خالتك وخالة أبيك وخالة أمك.
From your father and from your mother's side.
وبنات الأخ كذلك.
The daughters of your brother also.
وبنت ابنتها وبنت ابنها وهكذا.
The daughter of her daughter and the daughter of her daughter and son and
like that. وبنات الأخت كذلك.
And the daughters of the sister the same way.
فهؤلاء كلهن محرمات عليك تحريما مؤبدا وأنت من محارمهن.
Those all of them are prohibited for you. Period. They are prohibited for you always. And you are considered from the mahram. You are a male mahram for them.
ولو عكسناها على النساء.
If we reverse this now for the women.
يحرم عليها أبوها.
So the woman, she's prohibited to get married to her father.
وابنها.
To her son.
وأخوها.
To her brother.
وعمها.
Her paternal
وخالها.
Uncle. Her maternal uncle.
وابن أخيها وابن أختها.
And the son of her brother, the son of her sister.
إذن هؤلاء كلهن محرمات على التأبيد. لا تفكر في يوم من الأيام نتزوج واحدة منهن.
All of them are prohibited يعني forever. You don't ever think of getting married to them. Prohibited forever.
النوع الثاني ما يحرم بالسبب.
The second type is what becomes prohibited because of a reason.
وهذا كلامنا كله على المحرمات على التأبيد.
And we're talking here the prohibited forever.
من أسباب التحريم المصاهرة.
From the causes leading to prohibition is the in-law relationship due to getting married.
فتحرم عليك أم زوجتك.
So there becomes prohibited for you the mother of your wife.
فإذا تزوجت امرأة صارت أمها من محارمك على التأبيد. لا تفكر في يوم من الأيام تزوجها أبدا.
If you married a woman, then her mother, the mother of your wife, becomes prohibited for you forever. You became from the her محارم. You never think of getting married to the mother of your wife.
كذلك لو تزوجت امرأة مطلقة وأرملة.
Likewise, if you married a woman who is divorced or she is a widow,
وعندها بنات,
and she has daughters,
فهن محرمات عليك على التأبيد أيضا.
Then they are forever prohibited for you also.
بشرط أن إذا دخلت بالأم يعني بعد الدخول.
That is with the condition that you consummated the marriage with that woman. After you consummate the marriage, then her daughters become.
وتحرم عليك زوجة أبيك على التأبيد.
Also, it is prohibited for you forever, the wife of your father.
وزوجة ابنك.
And the wife of your son.
فهؤلاء أربع بالمصاهرة.
Those, they are four prohibited women due to the relationship of marriage, the in-law relationship.
كم صار العدد؟
How many now are they?
11 امرأة.
7 and 4, 11.
طيب. ثم محرمات عليك من الرضاعة بسبب الرضاعة.
Then there are those who are prohibited for you due to the reason or the cause of breastfeeding or suckling.
والمحرمات من الرضاعة
those that are prohibited because of breastfeeding
تماماً مثل المحرمات في النسب.
They are the same like the ones that are prohibited due to the lineage or blood relation.
أمك من الرضاعة.
Your mother due to breastfeeding.
ابنتك من الرضاعة.
Your daughter due to breastfeeding.
أختك من الرضاعة.
Your sister due to breastfeeding.
عمتك من الرضاعة.
Your paternal aunt due to breastfeeding.
خالتك من الرضاعة.
Your maternal aunt due to breastfeeding.
ابنة أخيك من الرضاعة.
The son of your the daughter of your brother due to breastfeeding. And the daughter of your sister due to breastfeeding.
كم العدد؟ 18 امرأة.
So the total is 18 now.
طيب وبقيت واحدة هي الملاعنة.
There is only one that remains and that is what the Sheikh mentioned before, ملاعنة, the one who exchanged curses between each other.
نعم. إذا اتهم الرجل امرأته بالزنا.
If the husband accuses his wife with adultery, we seek refuge with Allah from that.
ولم تعترف.
And she did not confess.
فدل على أنه كاذب أو هي كاذبة أحدهما كاذب.
This proves that one of them is lying. Either he is lying about her or she is lying about what she did.
هنا يفرق بينهما.
Here in this case the Islamic law separates between them.
وتحرم عليه على التأبيد.
And she becomes prohibited for him. This woman becomes prohibited for him.
حتى لو تاب أو
forever. Even if he repents, if he lied, or she repents if she lied.
لكن الفرق بين هذه الصورة وثمانية عشرة امرأة أنها لا تحرم عليه لا يكون محرما لها.
The difference between this case of ملاعنة and the rest of them, the rest of the cases, is that he does not become a محرم, a male محرم for her. He does not become a male محرم for her.
أما الثمانية عشر كلهم محرم.
As for the 18 that are left, the 7, 4 and 7, those they become prohibited for him period and they are محارم at the same time.
وهناك النوع الثاني وهي المحرمة على التأقيت يعني الآن محرمة قد تحل بعد ذلك.
There is another kind now that are temporarily prohibited. So for a period of time they're not allowed, then maybe become allowable to marry later on.
وهؤلاء ستذكرونهن أنتم.
And those you will mention them.
يلا بسم الله. أخت الزوجة.
The sister of the wife.
لأن لا يجوز أن تزوج أخت زوجتي إذا زوجتي عندي.
So it's not allowed to marry the sister of my wife.
لكن إذا طلقت زوجتي.
The wife is still with me. But if one divorces his wife or the wife passes away, she dies, then he is allowed to marry the sister of his wife.
وذلك عثمان بن عفان تزوج بنتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why عثمان بن عفان married the two daughters of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم بعد عمة الزوج. شلون عمة الزوج؟ عمة الزوج تحريم مؤبد. الزوج ولا الزوجة؟ الزوجة؟
عمة نعم. الزوجة.
نعم عمة
الزوجة. So the paternal aunt of your wife.
إيه العمة والخالة.
Not only the paternal but the paternal and the maternal aunt of your wife.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الجمع بين البنت وعمتها والبنت وخالتها.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited to combine in marriage between the woman and her paternal or maternal aunt.
وكذلك لو عكستها.
Likewise, if you flip and reverse this.
فلا تأخذ بنت أخيها ولا بنت أختها لأن هي عمتها أو خالتها.
She doesn't. مرة أخرى شيخ.
يعني لا يأخذ بنت أخت ولا بنت أخيها لأن الزوجة زوجته الأخرى هي العمة.
He doesn't marry the daughter of بنت أخيها. بنت أخي
زوجته. يعني زوجته لا تكون عمة لها ولا خالة.
أيوه. حتى أترجم واحدة واحدة شيخ. حتى أقول مثل ما قلت.
لا لا لا
سوف أقول لك شيء آخر. يعني أقول لهم شيء آخر.
عمة زوجتي وخالة زوجتي.
So the paternal and the maternal aunt of the wife.
من زوجتي عمتها أو خالتها؟ يعني التي زوجتي تكون عمتها أو خالتها.
Yes, the one whom my wife is her maternal or paternal aunt.
نفس الشيء.
Is also the same.
طيب بعد. المطلقة ثلاثة.
The one who was divorced three times up until she marries another man, right? And then you can marry her again after. If the man divorces her or dies, then you can marry her again.
نعم هذا تحريم مؤقت أيضا.
Right? Temporary prohibition.
بعد لا غيرك. نعم نعم.
The one who is a polytheist, مشركة, up until she believes.
من تحرم عليك لدينها لأن اليهود والنصارين تحلوا هي مشركة لكن غير
so
الكتابية.
The Sheikh said corrected this, saying that other than the woman from the people of the book, she is prohibited until she becomes a believer. Otherwise, the woman from the people of the book, a Jew or a Christian, is allowed to be married.
بعد يلا ذكره نعم. المعتدة. نعم صحيح المعتدة بوفاة أو طلاق لا يجوز الزواج بها حتى تنتهي عدتها.
The woman who is in her waiting period عدة whether it is due to a divorce or she is a widow up until her waiting period finishes. After the waiting period finishes she becomes allowable for marriage.
يلا بعد. الحامل معتدة هذه.
So معتدة بحمل. The brother said the pregnant, but she is in a waiting period too.
زوجة الأخ.
زوجة الأخ لو.
لا يقال يقول زوجة الغير. أي امرأة متزوجة لا يجوز لك أن تتزوجها.
The wife of somebody else up until that marriage is finished.
لا يجوز لك أن تتزوج.
Divorce or death.
نعم بعد. ولا خلصوا. ها؟ المحرمة.
The one who is in a state of إحرام.
لا يجوز أن تتزوجها حتى.
It's not allowed to be married to up until she is out of her إحرام.
طبعا كل هؤلاء اعكسها بالنسبة للمرأة.
all of those you can reverse them for the woman.
إلا في شيء واحد.
Except for one thing.
أن المرأة لا يجوز يتزوجها إلا مسلم. يعني لا يتزوجها الكتابي.
That the Muslim woman, يعني the one exception is that the Muslim woman cannot marry except someone who is Muslim. So she cannot marry someone from the people of the book. A Jew or a Christian cannot marry a Muslim woman.
هنا قاعدة حاول أشرحها إن شاء الله بتيسير إن شاء الله تعالى.
Here is a rule that the Sheikh will try to explain easily.
كل امرأتين.
Every two women
بينهما رحم محرم
between them a blood relation or a connection due to
لا يجوز الجمع بينهما
that is prohibited between them a blood relation that is prohibited then it's not allowed for them to get married.
أي نعم. يعني لو كانت واحدة أنثى والآخر ذكر لا يجوز لهم الزواج فهؤلاء هو يعني الذي يحرم جمع بينهما.
مرة أخرى شيخ, if you have a female
يعني
and you have a male,
يعني البنت وعمتها.
So the girl and her paternal aunt.
لو كان الابن وعمته هل يجوز يتزوجها؟
So if it was
هل يتزوج عمته؟
The boy and his paternal aunt, can he marry her?
خلاص no. إذن البنت وعمتها لا تجوز.
The same يعني for the daughter, the girl and her
هذا في الجمع بين الثنتين. الأخ يجوز أن يتزوج أخته.
Is allowed for the brother to marry his sister.
إذا لا يجوز أن تجمع بين أخت وأختها.
Then you cannot combine between a sister and another sister, her sister.
وهكذا. نعم. طيب.
So القاعدة مرة ثانية شيخ.
كل اثنين بينهما.
Every two between them.
رحم محرم يعني لا يجوز لهما أن يختلط الزوج لو كان واحدهما ذكر والآخر أنثى.
هذا هو الذي نريد أن نشرحه يعني لما أشرحه هكذا خليهم يفهموا كويس يعني. لا مرة ثانية شيخ.
كل شخصين.
Every two people.
بينهما رحم.
Between them there is a blood relation, there is a womb connecting between them.
بحيث لو كان أحدهما ذكر والآخر أنثى.
In a way that one of these two is a male and the other one is female.
هما في الحقيقة امرأتان. هما امرأتان.
And in reality they are two women actually. We're talking about two women.
واحدة أنثى وواحد ذكر لا يجوز لهما الزواج. لا يجوز لك أن تجمع بينهما.
So if we're talking about two women now that they are prohibited, right? So if you suppose that one of them is male and the other is female and they cannot marry, then you cannot combine between these two women. Okay, he will give more examples. Is it allowed to combine in marriage between a daughter, a girl and her sister? The answer is no. The daughter, the girl and her paternal aunt.
البنت وخالتها.
The girl and her maternal aunt. It's not allowed.
البنت وبنت أخيها.
The girl and the daughter of her brother.
وبنت أختها.
And the daughter of her sister.
لماذا لا يجوز؟
Why is it not allowed?
لأنه لو كانت هذه البنت وخالها.
If this girl and her maternal uncle.
هل يجوز له أن يتزوجها?
Can he marry her?
لا يجوز.
No.
لو كان عمها.
How about if he was her paternal uncle?
لا يجوز. لو كان أخوها.
If he was her brother.
لو كان ابن أخيها.
If he was the son of her brother.
لو كان ابن أختها.
If he was the son of her sister.
فإذا كان لا يجوز زواج بينهما.
If these cannot marry.
لا يجوز للرجل أن يجمع بينهما.
So it is not allowed for the man to combine in marriage between these two girls.
وإذا ما وضحت
two women. If it's not clear, there's no point. إذا لم تستطع شيئا فدعه.
وجاوزه إلى ما تستطيع.
This line it says if you cannot do something just leave it and go ahead to something that you can do.
والمحرمات من الرضاع وهو موضوع حديثنا.
So the women who are prohibited due to breastfeeding, this is actually the subject of our discussion.
فهن الأمهات وإن علونا.
They are the mothers even if they you go higher up, grandmothers and so on and so forth.
والبنات وإن نزلنا.
The daughters even if you go down, the daughter of the daughter and so on.
والأخوات وبناتهن.
The sisters and their daughters.
يعني و.
And then you go down. You go down to daughters of the.
ابن بنتها ابن ابنها وهكذا.
Yes, the son of her daughter, the son.
وهكذا العمات والخالات.
Likewise, the paternal and maternal.
تماما مثل النسب. مثل النسب تماما.
Exactly like the blood relation.
وهذه مسألة مهمة جدا وهي أن اللبن.
A very important issue that the milk that prohibits.
يشمل الأب والأم.
It includes the father and the mother.
فمثلا.
Example.
لو أرضعتني امرأة اسمها عائشة.
So if عائشة, a woman by the name of عائشة, breastfed me.
وتكون هي أمي في الرضاعة.
So she will become my mother due to breastfeeding.
وزوجها يكون أبي من الرضاعة.
Her husband will be my father due to breastfeeding.
لأن زوجها هو سبب هذا اللبن.
Because her husband was the reason why she got that milk which she breastfed me with.
لأنه لا يأتي الرضاع إلا مع الحمل.
Because the breastfeeding cannot happen except if the woman is pregnant.
ثم تلد.
Then she gives birth.
نعم. فهي أمي من الرضاعة وزوجها أبي من الرضاعة.
So she, that woman is my mother due to breastfeeding, and her husband is my father because of breastfeeding.
كل أولادها.
All of her children.
من هذا الزوج.
From this specific husband.
أو من غيره.
Or from another husband.
سواء تزوجت قبله.
Whether she got married before him, she got married to that man before, or she got married to another man after this father.
كل من يقول لها يا أمي.
Everyone who says to that woman, my mother.
فهو أخوك من الرضاعة.
Then he is your brother due to breastfeeding.
سواء الرضاعة معك رضاعة قبلك رضاعة.
So whether he was breastfed with you, before you, after you, from that woman, everyone is like that.
وكذلك زوجها.
Likewise, her husband.
يكون أبي من الرضاعة.
He will be my father due to breastfeeding.
وبالتالي كل أولاده.
And therefore, all of his children.
من هذه الزوجة.
From this wife. عائشة. From this wife عائشة.
أو من غيرها.
Or from another woman.
يكونون كذلك إخواني من الرضاعة.
They will be also my brothers due to breastfeeding.
سواء كانوا معي قبلي بعدي.
They were breastfed before, with me, or after me.
وكلنا نعرف أن حليمة السعدية أرضعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We all of us know that حليمة السعدية she breastfed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهناك كلمة كانت كفار قريش تعير بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
There was a word that the disbelievers of Quraysh they used to say to Rasul about Rasul الله صلى الله عليه وسلم to bring him down.
يقولون له ابن أبي كبشة.
They say to him ابن أبي كبشة. The son of Abi Kabsha.
في حديث أبي سفيان المشهور لما دخل على هرقل.
In the hadith of Abi Sufyan, the famous one, when he entered upon Hirakl, the king of the leader of the Romans.
يقول لقد أمر أمر ابن أبي كبشة. عظم أمر ابن أبي كبشة.
He said that the affair of ابن أبي كبشة, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, became so great now.
أبو كبشة هو زوج حليمة.
Abu Kabsha is actually the husband of حليمة.
فإذا أرادوا أن يعيبوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So if they want to belittle the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يقول له أبوك أبو كبشة.
They say your father is أبو كبشة.
لأنه أبوه من الرضاعة.
Because he is his father due to breastfeeding.
نعم. ولما عن عائشة رضي الله عنها.
And from عائشة رضي الله عنها.
أن رجل يقال له أبو القعيس.
That a man called Abu al-Qu'ais.
زوجته أرضعت عائشة.
His wife, she breastfed عائشة رضي الله عنها.
فأبو القعيس يكون والد عائشة من الرضاعة.
So Abu al-Qu'ais is actually the father of عائشة because of breastfeeding.
تقول عائشة،
عائشة says
استأذن علي أفلح أخو أبي القعيس.
They asked permission from me to enter upon me. أفلح the brother of Abu al-Qu'ais.
فامتنعت أن تكشف له الحجاب.
So she refused to remove the veil.
حتى تستأذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Up until she would ask permission from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وقالت إن أبا القعيس لم يرضعني، أرضعتني أمه زوجته.
She said that Abu al-Qu'ais, he did not actually breastfeed me. It was his wife that breastfed me.
فلما دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم came in.
تقول أخبرته بذلك.
I informed him of that. She said.
فقال أذني له فإنه عمك تربت يمينك.
He said to her, allow him to come in. He is actually your paternal uncle. And made dua for her.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
نعم. الحديث الخمسون.
حديث number 50.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
From Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة.
A believing man never hates a believing woman.
إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر.
If he dislikes one quality or character from her, he would be pleased with another quality.
روى الحديث أبو هريرة مرة علي في الحديث الرابع.
The narrator of the hadith Abu Huraira, he passed in the fourth hadith. His biography passed in the fourth hadith.
هذا الحديث فيه إرشاد من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى حسن العشرة بين الزوجين.
This hadith, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم guides in it to the beautiful and kind or nice treatment between the two spouses, the husband and wife.
وقوله لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة.
His statement here that a believing man never hates a believing woman.
أي لا يظلمها ولا يبغضها.
Meaning he does not oppress her, he does not hate her.
ومفهومه العكس حسن العشرة.
And we understand from it that the opposite, which is he would treat her nicely.
Rather. وأنه لا ينظر بعين عوراء فقط للأخطاء.
And that he does not look with one eye, as if he is one-eyed, you know, is looking only to the mistakes.
ولكن ينظر أيضا إلى حسناتها.
But he looks also to the good side of the good things about his wife.
وهذا لا يجوز له أن يجعله يسيء عشرتها لأجل خطأ أو خطأين أو ما شابه ذلك.
And this should not lead him to treat her badly because of a mistake or two or bad quality or two that she has.
بل يأمرها بتصحيح أخطائها.
Rather he commands her to correct her mistakes.
لكن من يعني نظر فقط إلى المساوئ وترك الحسنات.
But the one who looks only to the bad qualities and he abandons the good side, the good
فهذا
things.
ظالم.
This person is an oppressor.
ولا تكاد أن تستمر الحياة بين هذين.
And the life hardly would continue between these two spouses.
والعكس صحيح.
The opposite is true too.
أن المرأة يجب عليها
that the woman she must also
أن تلحظ في زوجها كذلك الحسنات والسيئات
that she should notice the good side about her husband and also as she notices the bad side.
وإذا رأت الحسنات أكثر من السيئات تتغاضى عن السيئات.
So if she sees that the good things about him are more than the bad things, then she would overlook the bad side.
والناس في هذا على ثلاثة أحوال.
The people in this regard, they have three cases.
إفراط وتفريط ووسط.
Going overboard, or being too negligent, or in the taking a middle course.
من لحظ الأخلاق الجميلة والمحاسن.
The one who notices the good, beautiful qualities and the good things.
وغض عن المساوئ بالكلية وتناساها.
And turned away and neglected the bad issues and forgot about them completely.
وهذا أفضلهم.
And this is the best one of them.
أنه
the best of the three cases.
فوت الأخطاء.
He made the mistakes يعني go away as if they're not there.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إن المرأة خلقت من ضلع.
Surely the woman was created from a rib.
وأعوج ما في الضلع أعلاه.
And the most crooked part of the rib is the top of it.
وإن شئت تعديله كسرته.
If you want to straighten it, you will actually break it.
فتمتع بها على عوجها.
So enjoy her with the crookedness that is in there with her.
فلا يفكر أحد أبدا أنه يمكن أن يعني يعدل هذا العوجات.
Let no one think that he can straighten out this bent part, because it was created like that, a bent rib.
وهذا هو الغالب في النساء.
And this is the most regarding the women.
ولذلك قال النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why the noble prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
كمل من الرجال كثير.
That a lot of men they reached perfection. The human perfection.
ولم يكمل من النساء.
But none of the women got perfected in their character,
إلا مريم
human character, except for Maryam, the daughter of Imran, and Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh.
تصور في الدنيا كلها لم يكمل إلا امرأتان.
Imagine that the whole this world, only two women are perfect.
فلذلك الإنسان يعني يقبلها على ما هي عليه.
So this is why the human, the person should accept the woman the way she is.
ولذلك قال النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why the noble prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said.
يا معشر النساء تصدقنا.
O women, give donations.
فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار.
For I have seen you the majority of the dwellers of the fire.
فقلنا بما يا رسول الله.
So we said, why is that, O Messenger of Allah? With what?
قال يكفرنا العشير.
He said they are ungrateful to the companion, meaning the husband.
يحسن إليها طول الدهر.
He would be kind to her all their life.
فإن أساء إليها يوما قالت ما رأيت منك خيرا قط.
If he has done something bad one day, then she says, I have not seen any good from you.
وهذا يخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عادة النساء.
This رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم informs us about the women in general, mostly.
ومن طريف ما يذكر.
From the fine or the jokes that are mentioned in this regard.
عن هارون الرشيد.
From هارون الرشيد.
يقول جاءتني أموال في إحدى الليالي.
He said that I received money in one night.
فجاءتني زبيدة زوجته.
So Zubaydah came to me, and that is his wife.
فقالت هبها لي.
She said, grant all of this wealth or money to me, give it to me.
وكانت 200 ألف.
They were 200,000.
قلت هي لك.
So Harun said, it's yours.
فلما أصبحنا تخاصمنا في أمر.
In the morning, we woke up and we had a dispute regarding a matter.
فقالت ما رأيت منك خيرا قط.
She said, I have not seen anything good from you.
يقول فضحكت.
So I laughed.
فقالت لماذا تضحك.
She said, why are you laughing?
قال تذكرت حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, I remembered the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فالقصد أن الإنسان يتعامل معه على ما هي عليه.
The objective here is that the person, the human, should deal with the wife or with the woman the way she is.
وهناك من النساء من هي أعقل من الرجال.
And there are amongst the women those who are wiser than the men.
ولكن في الجملة.
But in general.
كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
As Allah تبارك وتعالى said.
الرجال قوامون على النساء.
The men are the maintainers of the women.
بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض.
Because of what Allah made some of them excel over the others.
وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم.
And because of what they spend of their wealth.
وقال سبحانه وتعالى.
And he said سبحانه وتعالى.
وللرجال عليهن درجة.
And the men have a degree over them.
وهذا لا يعني أن النساء يحزن لهذا الأمر.
And this does not mean that the women should become sad with this matter.
فيحمدنا الله على كل حال.
They should praise Allah for every condition.
كما أن الرجال لا يحزنون أن جعل الأنبياء خيرا منهم.
Exactly like the men, they should not become sad that Allah made the prophets better than them.
فالله يخلق ما يشاء ويختار.
For Allah creates whatever He wills and He chooses and selects.
ويبقى عندنا القاعدة ولقد كرمنا بني آدم.
And there remains the rule, the general rule there, which Allah says in it in the Quran, surely we have honored the children of Adam.
إذا أعقل الرجال وأعلاهم درجة.
So the most intelligent of men and the highest of them in terms of level and degree.
هو من لاحظ الأخلاق الجميلة والصفات الحسنة في زوجته.
Is the one who notices the good behavior and the good qualities in his wife.
وأغمض عينه عن جميع المساوئ.
And he closes up his eyelids from all the bad qualities, bad traits.
وتناساها وكأنها لم تحدث.
And he forgets about them as if they did not take place.
ولنا في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسوة حسنة.
And we have in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم a good role model, a good example.
ومن قرأ سيرة النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the one who reads the biography or the lifetime of the noble prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام.
ورأى تعامله مع أزواجه رضي الله عنهن.
And he saw how he treated his wives عليه الصلاة والسلام.
مع ما كان يحصل منهن من الغيرة.
Although what used to happen of what used to happen from them of the jealousy.
ومع هذا.
Yet.
كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يغض الطرف.
He used to عليه الصلاة والسلام just turn away. يعني he would close his eye.
كأنه لم يسمع كأنه لم يرى.
As if he didn't hear, as if he didn't see, and he let things pass.
وبهذا تستقر البيوت وترتاح.
In this way, the households become at peace and they become tranquil.
لأن هذه التصرفات من المرأة خاصة في الغيرة.
Because these actions from the woman, especially regarding jealousy,
تكون عادة يعني رغما عنها.
They usually happen in spite of them. They don't want to do that, but it just happens.
والقصص في هذا كثيرة ولكن أذكر لكم قصة واحدة.
The stories in this regard are many, but I mentioned to you just one story.
يعني القصص كثيرة في حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أزواجه.
The stories are many in the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but يعني I tell you one story.
فتخبر أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها عن شيء وقع منها.
عائشة رضي الله عنها, the mother of the believers, mentions something that happened from her.
تقول كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في يومي.
She said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was in my day.
وعنده أناس.
And he had people.
فجاء خادم إحدى زوجات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the servant of one of the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came.
ومعه طعام أرسلته إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And with him there is food that she sent to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تقول عائشة فأخذتني الغيرة.
Aisha says رضي الله عنها, so I was taken by my jealousy.
كيف ترسل له في يومي؟
How is it that she sends to him food in my day?
تقول فخرجت إلى الخادم.
So she said I came out to the servant.
فأخذت الصحفة من اللي هو الصحن الذي فيه الطعام.
I took the plate that has the food.
وضربته في الأرض.
And I threw it on the floor.
ثم دخلت.
Then I entered.
فتبسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled.
وقال لأصحابه.
And he said to his companions.
غارت أمكم.
Your mother became jealous.
ثم دخل على عائشة.
Then he entered upon Aisha.
وقال طعام بطعام وإناء بإناء.
He said food for food and a plate for a plate.
يعني عوضيها الطعام الذي أتلفتيه والإناء الذي كسرتيه.
Meaning replace the food that you destroyed and the plate that you destroyed.
فقط.
That's it.
لو فعلته زوجة أحدنا اليوم.
If the wife of one of us does that today.
أحسننا حالا من يقول لها طالق.
The best amongst us in terms of a case or a situation is the one who will say you are divorced.
وإلا قد يضربها.
Otherwise he might beat, he might do other stuff.
يحرمها على نفسه.
Makes her prohibited for himself.
غير ذلك من الأمور التي تدل على.
Other than this from the affairs which indicate
قلتي عقولي and prove أو ضعف عقولي كثير من الناس اليوم.
That the intelligence and the wisdom of the people today has diminished and became much lower, lacking.
فنتق الله في النساء.
So we should fear Allah regarding the women.
والنساء يتقين الله في الرجال.
And the women should fear Allah regarding the men.
قلنا إذن أعلاهم منزلة أو أعلاهم درجة هو الذي ينظر إلى الحسنات ويغض الطرف عن السيئات ولا ينظر إليها ولا يذكرها.
So we said that the higher of the three cases is the one who turns away from the who notices the good traits and qualities and who ignores the bad qualities and even turns his eye away from it, closes his eye away from it, and he doesn't look at them at all. This is the higher class.
عكسه من هو أقلهم توفيقا.
The opposite to this is the one who is least in terms of facilitation from
Allah. وهو من عكس القضية نظر إلى السيئات وأهمل جميع الحسنات.
The one who reversed the issue, he focuses on the evil qualities and he forgets completely and ignores the good qualities.
ولم يكتفي فقط بالنظر إلى السيئات بل عظمها وعددها وربما زاد فيها.
He doesn't even suffice himself with noticing and focusing on the bad qualities. He might even magnify and he might even make them more than what they are.
وربما فسرها بتأويلات باطلة وظنون سيئة.
He would explain them with false explanations based upon evil thoughts and evil guessing.
والأمر الثالث أو النوع الثالث.
The third type
من توسط في الأمر.
The one who is taking a middle, you know, a moderate. He's a moderate one.
لاحظ السيئات ولاحظ الحسنات.
He notices the good side and he notices the bad side.
وعامل زوجته بمقتضى ذلك.
And he treats his wife accordingly.
فهذا منصف.
So this one is actually fair.
ولكن الأول أفضل منه.
But the first type is actually better than him.
وهذا الأمر هو الذي أرشد إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أن ينسى ويتناسى.
And this is what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم actually guided to, and that is for him to forget and overlook the mistakes or the bad sides, the bad part.
فعلى المسلم أن يتقي الله تبارك وتعالى.
So upon the Muslim is to fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
في تعامله مع زوجته.
In him dealing with his wife and his dealing with his wife.
في أسئلة.
لم يأتي جديد أظن هذا من البارحة
أفشي جديد
نذهب إلى الحديث الذي بعده
أفصل الحديث الذي بعده
أو نسأل
الحديث 51
حديث نمبر 51
عن عبد الرحمن بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال
From عبد الرحمن بن سمرة may Allah be pleased with him who said
قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
He said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me
يا عبد الرحمن بن سمرة
Oh عبد الرحمن بن سمرة
لا تسأل الإمارة
Do not ask to be for leadership to be appointed as a leader or a governor
فإنك إن أوتيتها وكلت إليها
For if you were given it, you will be made to rely or to depend on it. You will be referred to it. عن مسألة عندي هنا شيخ. إن أوتيتها عن مسألة مش عارف عندك نفس اللفظة ولا.
لا ما عندي. أوتيتها وكلت إليها يعني لا يعينك الله.
Meaning that you will be made to rely upon it. Meaning that. يعني Allah will not help you with it.
وإن أوتيتها من غير مسألة.
And if you were given it without asking for it.
أعنت عليها.
Then you will be helped upon it.
وإذا حلفت على يمين.
If you make an oath, if you swear an oath.
فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها.
And you saw other than it better than it.
فأتي الذي هو خير.
Then do that which is better.
متفق عليه.
Agreed upon.
عبد الرحمن بن سمرة هو ابن حبيب ابن عبد الشمس القرشي أبو سعيد.
He is Abu Sa'id. The Sheikh mentioned his name.
أسلم يوم الفتح.
He accepted Islam the day of the conquest of Mecca.
كان اسمه عبد الكعبة.
His name was عبد الكعبة.
فسماه صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الرحمن.
So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم called him or named him عبد الرحمن.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 14 حديثا.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 14 حديث.
توفي بالبصرة.
He passed away in the city Al-Basra.
سنة 51 من الهجرة.
The year 51 هجرة.
هذا الحديث.
This hadith.
اشتمل على جملتين مهمتين.
Included two statements that are important.
الجملة الأولى.
The first statement.
أن الإمارة وغيرها من الولايات.
That the leadership, the governorship, and other of that of holding a post or a post of authority.
لا ينبغي للعبد أن يسألها. It's لا يطلبها.
The servant, he should, the servant of Allah, he should not be asking for it. He shouldn't ask to be appointed as a leader.
بل يسأل الله العافية والسلامة.
Rather, he would ask Allah عز وجل for well-being and to be safe from it.
فإنه لا يدري تكون له خيرا أو شرا.
For he doesn't know whether it will be good for him or bad.
ولا يدري هل يستطيع القيام بأعبائها أو لا يستطيع.
And he doesn't know whether he will be actually be able to fulfill what the post needs or not.
فإذا سألها وحرص عليها وكل إلى نفسه.
If he asked for it and he was so keen to have a post or a job in a government job, then يعني he might not be helped يعني upon it.
ومتى وكل نفسه لم يوفق ولم يعنه الله.
So Allah will let him depend on himself if he asks for it, and therefore if he depends, if Allah makes him depend on himself, then he will not be facilitated يعني to do what is right.
ولذا قال أهل العلم سؤال الإمارة فيه محذوراً.
This is why the people of knowledge, they ask, they said that asking for a leadership post, it has two things that to be cautious from.
الأول الحرص على الدنيا والرئاسة.
First, greed for the worldly things and leadership, position of authority.
والحرص يفسد دين العبد.
And this greed, this greed or longing and yearning for that, it will corrupt the religion of the person.
ولذلك جاء في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال.
This is why it has come in the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said.
ما ذئبان جائعان أرسل في غنم.
That two hungry wolves that were sent upon a flock of sheep.
بأفسد.
They won't do harm.
من حرص المرء على الشرف.
They won't harm the sheep, the two hungry wolves. They won't do more harm and corruption to the sheep than this person being so greedy for the nobility and the position.
فكما أن الذئبين يفسدان في الغنم، like الذئب يقتل ويمشي، ليس فقط لحاجته.
Like the two wolves will do a massive corruption in the flock of sheep, because the sheikh said that the wolves, they will not just kill and eat, they will kill even the ones that they don't eat. They just kill and go.
فكذلك الحرص على الإمارة يفسد على الإنسان دينه.
Likewise, being so keen and greedy to achieve a leadership position, it will corrupt the religion of the person.
المحذور الثاني.
The second thing to be cautious from.
أن فيها أن الإنسان متكل على نفسه.
That in it that the person is going to be like basically depending on his own self by asking this position.
ولم يطلب الإعانة من الله.
And he wouldn't be asking help from Allah then.
لأنه في الأصل مأمور بتجنبها لا بطلبها.
Because in essence he is commanded to stay away from leadership, not to ask for it.
ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي ذر.
This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to أبي ذر.
يا أبا ذر إني أحبك.
Oh أبو ذر, I love you.
فلا تأمرن على اثنين.
Do not accept to be the Amir, the leader for two people.
ولا تكن وليا على مال يتيم.
And do not take charge over the money of an orphan.
فإنك ضعيف.
For you are weak.
وهذا من حرص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه.
And this is from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم being so keen and careful for
ترون أبو ذر. اليوم كيف يحرص الناس على الإمارة وعلى الانتخابات ويظهر نفسه.
The people how they are so keen, so eager to have leadership and this voting thing, nominating themselves.
بل قد يدفعون الأموال ليحصلوا هذه المسائل التي هي في الأصل منهيون عنها.
Rather, they may spend money to achieve these posts, which in origin they are commanded to stay away from.
وأما من لم يحرص عليها.
As for the one who is not keen, he is not eager for the position.
بل تم اختياره من غير مسألة.
Rather, he was chosen without him asking to be in the government position or leadership position.
وإن رأى في نفسه عدم قدرته عليها.
Even if he sees within himself that he is not fit, he's not able to, he's not fit or qualified for the post.
فإن الله يعينه.
Then Allah will help him.
ولا يكله إلى نفسه.
And he will not let him rely upon himself.
فالقصد أن العبد يبتعد عن طلب الإمارة.
The objective here is that the servant of Allah should stay away from requesting and asking for a position of leadership.
وفي قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعنت عليها.
And in the statement here of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that you will be helped over it to fulfill it.
يريد الإعانة في الدين والدنيا.
He meant by that to he will be helped in terms of religion and in terms of his dunya.
لأن المقصود بالولاية صلاح دين الناس ودنياهم.
Because what is meant by this position of leadership is to reform and rectify the dunya, the worldly life of the people and their religion too.
وقد يشكر أحدهم بقول يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام اجعلني على خزائن الأرض.
Someone might see it problematic, the issue of in the Quran that Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام he said, make me the one in charge of the treasury of the land.
فهنا طلب الإمارة.
Here he requested the post.
ولكن هو لم يطلب الإمارة لحرصه على الدنيا.
But he did not request the post out of him being so eager for worldly matters.
ولكن بين ذلك في قوله.
But he clarified this in his statement.
إني حفيظ عليم.
I am surely someone who is preserver, someone who is knowledgeable.
فمن رأى في نفسه.
So the one who sees within himself,
كما رأى يوسف في نفسه عليه السلام,
as يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام saw within himself,
أن الناس محتاجون إليه,
that the people actually are in need of him,
وأنه من الناس الذين يستطيعون الإصلاح في هذا الأمر,
and that he saw within himself that he is from the people who can bring reform and rectification in this regard,
فهنا لا مانع من طلبها.
Then here there is nothing to prevent him from seeking that post.
ولكن أهم شيء لا يكون الهوى هو الدافع.
The most important thing, let not be desires be the ones that are pushing him and calling him to do so.
فيوسف عليه السلام بنى على رؤيا الملك التي فسرها يوسف صلوات ربي وسلامه.
يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام he based this on the dream of the king which يوسف interpreted عليه الصلاة والسلام.
أما الجملة الثانية.
As for the second statement.
في الحديث.
In the hadith.
فهو قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then that is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the hadith.
وإذا حلفت على يمين.
If you swear an oath.
فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها.
And you saw other than it better than it.
فأتي الذي هو خير.
Then do that which is better.
وكفر عن يمينك.
And expiate for your oath.
وهذا يشمل.
This includes the one who made an oath.
على ترك واجب.
To leave something that is compulsory.
كإنسان حلف مثلاً ألا يبر والديه.
Like someone made an oath not to be righteous or dutiful to his parents.
أو واحد حلف ألا يصلي في المسجد.
Or someone made an oath that he will not pray in such a masjid or such and such
أو
masjid.
أو حلف على ترك سنة مستحبة.
Or he made an oath to leave a sunnah that is recommended.
أنا سمعت أحدهم.
I heard one of them.
يقول رأيت فقيرا.
Saying that I saw a poor man,
امرأة
a woman, a poor woman.
فتصدقت عليها.
So I gave her a donation.
ثم دخلت إلى بيتي.
Then I entered my home.
وبعد دقائق خرجت لأقضي بعض حاجات.
After a few minutes, I went out to do some of my, to fulfill some of my needs.
فإذا هذه المرأة التي تشحذ.
So I saw this woman who was begging.
ركبت سيارتها وإذا هي لكزس.
She got into her car and she was driving a Lexus.
يقول فقلت أنا لا أملك لكزس.
So he said to himself, I don't even own a Lexus.
والله العظيم لن أتصدق أبدا.
By Allah the Great, I will never donate.
فهذا كردة فعل.
This is like a reaction that.
حلف أن لا يتصدق.
He made an oath that he shouldn't donate.
وهذا خطأ.
This is wrong.
لأنه حلف على ترك أمر مسنون.
Because he made an oath to leave something that is recommended sunnah.
فمن حلف على ترك واجب.
So the one who made an oath to leave something an obligation.
أو ترك مسنون.
Or to leave something that is a recommended sunnah.
أو فعل محرم.
Or to do something that is prohibited.
أو فعل مكروه.
Or to do something that is disliked.
فهذا.
So this
يفعل الخير.
He should do what is good.
ولا يجعل يمينه مانعة له من فعل الخير.
And he should not let his oath be something that stop him from doing what is good. And let him expiate for his oath.
ومنها نفهم قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And from this we understand the statement of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
ولا تجعل الله عرضة لأيمانكم.
Do not make Allah
أن تبر وتتق وتصلح لا تجعله مانعا.
An excuse preventing you, the oath that you do acts of righteousness and kindness.
لا تمتنع أن تقول أنا مشكلة ودي أفعل الخير لكن حلفت لا أفعل.
You don't say I wish I would do good but I made an oath not to do it. You don't use that oath to prevent you from goodness.
فإذا هي إما فعل واجب أو مستحب أو ترك محرم أو ترك مكروه.
So either doing an obligation or recommended thing, you make an oath not to do it, or make an oath about something that is disliked or prohibited.
ففيها جميعا يفعل الخير.
All of these, in regarding these oaths, you do what is good.
ويكفر عن يمينه.
And you wash, you expiate for your oath. يعني you do the kafara for the oath.
وقلنا هذا هو معنى الآية.
We said this is the meaning of the ayah.
لا تجعلوا اليمين عذرا لكم.
Do not make the oath an excuse for yourself.
ومانعا لكم من فعل البر والتقوى.
And preventing you from doing acts of righteousness and piety.
والصلح بين الناس.
And to bring reform and rectification between the people.
بل كفروا أيمانكم.
Rather you expiate for your oaths and do what is righteous and do that which is pious and bring reconciliation between the people.
وهذا معنى الآية ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين عرضة أي مانعا.
This is the meaning of this ayah. عرضة meaning something to prevent you or bar you, an excuse to stop you from doing the acts of righteousness.
وطالما نتكلم عن اليمين نتكلم عن اليمين ما هي اليمين المنعقدة.
So since we spoke about the oath swearing, let us talk about the oath that is established, an established oath.
وهي التي تكون معها الكفارة.
And this oath that you will have to have the kafara along with it, the expiation.
اليمين المنعقدة هي ما تكون على أمر مستقبل سيأتي.
The oath that is established, that takes place, that is the one that you do for something that is futuristic, something that you will do in the future or will happen in the future. مضى. As for something that has already passed,
فالإنسان من يكون صادقا أو كاذبا.
So the person, either he will be telling the truth or lying about it, if he made an oath about the past.
فإن كان صادقا فقد حلف يمينا حقه.
If he was truthful, then he made an oath that is a true oath.
وإن كان كاذبا.
And if he was lying.
فهذه تسمى اليمين الغموس.
This is called the immersing oath.
وليس فيها كفارة.
And there is no kafara, no expiation for the يمين الغموس, the immersing oath.
الكفارة فقط اليمين المستقبل الذي سيأتي سأفعل أو لن أفعل.
The kafara, the expiation is only for the oath in the future. I will do, you make an oath, you will do, or you make an oath, you will not do.
واليمين المنعقدة هي الحلف بالله.
And the oath that is established is when you make an oath by Allah.
فمن حلف, بغير by Allah. فمن حلف بغير الله.
If someone swore by other than Allah.
حلف بالنبي.
He made an oath by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أو بالكعبة.
Or the Kaaba.
أو بالذمة.
Or with the covenant or
أو بحياته أو بوالديه.
Or his life or his two parents.
كل هذه ليس فيها كفارة.
All of this, there is no expiation for it.
لأن هذا من الشرك.
Because this oath is actually shirk, association of partners of
worship. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
because of the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك.
The one who makes an oath by other than Allah, then he has committed shirk.
أما كفارة اليمين.
As for the expiation for the oath.
فثلاثة على التخيير.
So three, there is three expiations, and you are given the choice to choose.
إما عتق رقبة.
Either you set a slave free.
أو إطعام عشرة مساكين.
Or you feed 10 needy people.
أو كسوتهم.
Or you clothe 10 needy people.
تختار أي واحدة.
You choose either of the three.
فمن عجز عن الثلاث كلها.
So if someone is unable to do all any one of these three.
فإنه ينتقل إلى الصيام.
So he would move on to fasting.
ولو صام وهو يملك أن يطعم أو يعتق أو يكسو.
If he fasted while he is able to set a slave free or to feed or clothe 10 needy people.
فإن هذه اليمين لم تكفر بعد.
So this oath is not expiated for yet.
وهذا الصيام يكون تطوعا.
And this fasting will be considered voluntary fast.
وتبقى الكفارة في ذمتي.
And the kafara, the expiation will remain due.
فاليمين غير المنعقدة.
So the oath that is not established.
كاليمين على الأمور الماضية التي ذكرناها الآن.
Like making an oath over past things that we mentioned.
وكذلك لغو اليمين.
And likewise, what is called لغو اليمين, a vain, oath or vain swearing.
والذي لا يقصد اليمين في كلامه ولكن خرج على لسانه هكذا.
The vain here oath is he does not mean to make an oath. It's just the word والله or swearing just passed on his tongue without.
والله لا تجلس والله لا تقول.
By Allah you will sit. By Allah you will stand up. By Allah you will eat like this. He doesn't mean to swear that he will do that or not do it. This one is لغو, is called vain. يعني has no
والله
value.
أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah knows best.
دخل وقت الصلاة ولا
بعد؟ دقائق.
يلا.
دقائق. نأخذ بعض الأسئلة.
تفضل.
لما الخطب دائما تأتي بالصيغة الذكورية؟ الخطاب أظن يقصد. Many times the address in the Quran or Hadith comes with the male. الخطاب يأتي بالذكورية كثيرا.
نعم.
هل هناك سبب لذلك؟
قلنا الأصل.
We said the principle.
أن الرجال هم خير من النساء.
That the men as a species they're better than the women.
وجل الخطابات في القرآن للرجال.
And most of the addresses in the Quran are addressing men.
لأن كثيرا من الأشياء لا تجب على النساء.
Because many things are not compulsory upon women.
كالجهاد.
Like jihad, striving.
والأمر بالصلاة في المساجد.
Like commanding to pray in the masajid.
والخروج للدعوة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
And to go out to call to Allah تبارك وتعالى.
وغير ذلك أمور كثيرة تجب على الرجال ولا تجب على النساء.
And other than that, many things they are compulsory over men, not women.
ولذلك صرنا النساء في الأصل تبع للرجال.
This is why the women في الأصل يا شيخنا
تبع
the women in principle they follow up from the address to the men.
وهن شقائق الرجال.
And they are the twins of the men.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
وكل خطاب موجه للرجال.
Every speech that is directed to the men.
هو موجه للنساء.
It is also directed to the women.
إلا إذا ثبت اختصاص الرجال به.
Except if it is established that this address is specific to the males or to the men.
وإذا كان الخطاب أكثره للرجال في كتاب الله جل وعلا.
This is why the mostly of the address in the Quran is addressing the men. So النساء شقائق الرجال يعني شقائق يعني إخوانهم يعني.
إيه نعم. يعني مثل بعض.
So the here I translated it as twin. The men, the women are like the sisters for the.
في أعمال القلوب سواء.
Yeah, the women are the sisters of the men. So in terms of the actions of the heart, they are the same.
وإن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم.
The most noble amongst you in the sight of Allah is the most pious amongst you. InshaAllah, we try as much as we can to shorten the questions. Yani, the question takes long to read. Yani, if prayer time finds me out of home, for example, the library, and I don't know the qibla, can I pray anyway? لو وقت الصلاة يدخل علي وأنا في خارج في الخارج في خارج بيتي, فمثلا في المكتبة. ولا أدري اتجاه القبلة هل أصلي بأي شيء يعني بأي طريقة؟
يفرق أهل العلم في قضية القبلة.
The people of knowledge differentiate regarding the issue of the direction of the قبلة.
بين الحضر والسفر.
Between being a resident or a traveler.
فيقول لا يجوز الاجتهاد في القبلة في الحضر.
They say it is not allowed to exercise your judgment regarding the direction of the qibla when you are a resident.
وذلك الإنسان يستطيع أن يصل إلى القبلة بصورة أو بأخرى.
Because the person can arrive, can find out the direction of the qibla one way or the other.
وهناك وسائل كثيرة.
While a resident, and there are so many means to achieve that.
إما عن طريق الأجهزة الحديثة الآن التي تبين جهة القبلة.
Either the new instruments now that finds you the direction of the قبلة.
ويمكن عن طريق السؤال.
And it could be also done by asking.
إما أن يسأل عن اتجاه القبلة.
Either he would ask about the direction of the قبلة.
أو يسأل عن اتجاه الشرق.
Or he would ask about the east, the direction of the east.
فالوطن العربي شرق بالنسبة لأوروبا وأمريكا.
So for the people in the west, qibla is in the east.
يعني لو انحرف شيئا يسيرا لا يضر.
If one drifted away a bit from the exact direction of the qibla, it doesn't hurt.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because of the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما بين المشرق والمغرب قبلة.
But what is between the east and the west is acceptable as a direction for the قبلة.
المهم أنه إذا كان في الحضر لا يجوز له أن يجتهد.
The point is that if he is a resident, then it is not allowed for him to just exercise his judgment.
يكون هذا في حالة واحدة.
He has to know where exactly. So this can be only in one case.
إذا خشي خروج الوقت.
If he is afraid that the time of salah will elapse, will finish.
هنا يضطر إلى أن يجتهد.
Then he is forced to exercise his judgment.
والمسلم يجب عليه أن يكون حريصا.
And the Muslim, he must be diligent and careful.
ولا ينتظر حتى يضيق الوقت ثم يقول ضاق الوقت.
He doesn't wait until the time of salah becomes so narrowed down, and then he says, "The time of salah is narrowed down. I don't have much time to think or find out. And Allah knows best." يقول ماذا عن السفر يستطيع أن يجتهد في السفر في القبلة يعني؟
السفر أمره يختلف.
While traveling, the Sheikh said that
لا يجد من يسأله.
If he cannot find someone to ask, when he cannot find someone to ask,
لا تتوفر معه الأجهزة.
Or maybe the tools, the instruments are not available to him while traveling.
يعذر أكثر.
So he has more excuse. So he will exercise his judgment. A person died and left a house behind. And he made it waqf. It is permissible to sell and to distribute as he left 18 people from his father and 4 persons from his mother. سألوا هذا؟
سأل بالأمس.
خلاص؟
سألت.
انتهى يعني.
خلاص.
Deceased person left a house for his children and had no other relatives who can inherit. How they divide? If some of them want to keep the house and others want to be wanted to be sold and distributed, what to do? Imagine there are two men and three women. Okay. يقول شخص توفي وترك بيتا لأولاده وليس عنده أقارب آخرين ليس عنده آخرين الذي يرثون منه غير هؤلاء الأولاد كيف يقسمونه يقول بعضهم يريدون أن يبقوا البيت والبعض الآخر يريدون البيت أن يباع وتوزع الحصص توزع كل واحد حصته كيف يفعلون يقول هم اثنين رجال وثلاثة نساء الوراث
هو فقط الزوجة
so only the wife
هي التي تبقى في البيت ولها الحق أن تبقى فيه لمدة سنة كاملة
the wife is the only one that can stay in the house and she has the right to stay in the house for one whole year
قول الله تبارك وتعالى والذين يتوفون منكم
because of the statement of Allah Ta'ala those who amongst you who pass away who die
ويذرون أزواجا
and they leave spouses
وصية لأزواجهم متاعا إلى الحول غير إخراج
a will for their spouses for one year they enjoy the place one year without being expelled from it
أما الأبناء والبنات
from the house that is as for the children boys and girls
إذا لم يكن فيهم قصر صغارا
if there were not amongst them children who are minor
فالذي يطالب بالبيع من حقه
so the one who requests the house to be sold that's his right
قد يريد أن يرى طريقه في حياته أو هو يسكن في الخارج أصلا
He might want to just go about his life or he lives already outside of that house
والأصل أن يتفاهموا
The principle, the origin is that they should somehow يعني come to some sort of understanding between them
ولا يجوز لأحد أن يظلم أحدا سواء الذي يريد أن يبيع أو الذي لا يريد أن يبيع
so it's not allowed for anyone to oppress the other those who want to sell those who don't want to sell
وإذا تم البيع
if the sale was conducted
فيقسم المال إلى سبعة أسهم
so the money is divided into seven shares
قسم على سبعة ويعطى الذكر سهمين
The male is given two shares
والأنثى سهما واحدا
and the female gets one share
للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين
للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين so we'll stop here إن شاء الله نوقف إن شاء الله جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك والسلام